Well, the silent light tree was always inspired by nature. Snow is another element of nature that we add to this. But by bringing this real nature indoors, something really amazing happens. And it creates a tension, a duality between what is real nature and what's illusion, what is suggested nature. And of course, there's an element of performance as well. There's this falling snow and then the tree which is rotating. And I like seeing the Swarovski crystals, which are so eternal, permanent, contrasted with the snow, which is ephemeral. Well, the chamber is designed like a Tyrolean landscape, with the rocks and the mountains and the trees. And these animals are all Tyrolean animals that you can find here in the mountains around us. So there's the owl, the robin, the ibex. They're also characters from a story which I wrote. I designed a collection of figurines and Christmas decorations for Swarovski. And to help me to design these things, I wrote a story that helped to define the characters of these figures. Yeah? The story is about how all the animals in the winter have a party in the forest, and they all work together and make this fantastic setting and have such a good time. There's this little squirrel who decides he wants to keep a memory. He decides the perfect memory is a little ice core he finds that's all sparkling and glittering, and he keeps this as a memento of the joy of the party. Alexander McQueen and myself were asked by the Victoria and Albert Museum to create a Christmas tree for them. Before that, different artists had made ornaments which they hung into an existing pine tree, but we want to make the tree itself. And we both had seen frozen pine trees. It's when, in certain circumstances, the fog freezes onto pine trees and makes the whole tree white. And it's something very special, very romantic that happens. It's also slightly barren and post-apocalyptic. I think we were attracted to that vision as well. We thought crystal could be a perfect material to materialize this in.